At Homeowner Experience Real Estate, we are not your typical real estate agency. Our detailed market watch, step-by-step processes, and technical backgrounds help our team support your unique Silicon Valley real estate needs. Our business philosophy is to provide step-by-step guidance and empower you to make informed, fact-based decisions. We have proven to be experts at modern digital marketing. Call today for an initial consultation or visit our free reports page for resources, videos, and market updates. Experience the difference with our local market expertise.
Are you in the process of buying a home or researching the steps to buy a home? Are you curious about the home loan process and why choosing the right lender is critical? Well, today I'm going to cover the steps that you can look for and prepare yourself for when choosing the right lender, and also share some actual cases of deals that happened with me and lessons learned so you can avoid others' mistakes. Hi, I'm Teresa Wellman with HomeownerExperience.com, your local San Jose, California realtor. I like to empower my clients with step-by-step guidance so they can make the right decisions and have the least stress throughout the process. So today we're going to talk about home buying and the steps of choosing the right mortgage lender. I'm going to cover actual cases from June 2020 with my real business so that you understand some of the things that could happen and what lessons we learn to in order to avoid that. Note, these cases are in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic, and some lenders are performing extremely well while others are having some kinks or problems. So you really need to be hyper aware and sensitive with people who are successfully operating in the recent market to know if you've got a great lender or not. Okay. So when buying a house, did you know that choosing the right lender, mortgage lender, is critical in your success? Did you know that when you write a purchase contract, you're putting timelines in there that are promises to the seller that you will perform upon those timelines? Now, what happens if you don't perform to those timelines? Well, simple answer is it gets kind of messy. So it's really important to choose a lender that you know has confidence, works great as a team with you and your real estate agent, so that you as a team can make a great offer and execute on those timelines. Another advantage to having the right mortgage broker is to help your offer be more competitive. So your team can have a really important influence on your offer being chosen. So how do you know what a real estate agent does for you and how they can help? Well, check out my video on that. I'll link it below and above. So let's talk a little bit about what a mortgage loan officer actually does in your transaction or when working with you. The first is they're gonna help you find a loan that works for your budget and qualifications. And some people need different programs. Maybe you're self-employed and it's a different program than somebody who's on a normal salary. So that lender's job is to find the right program for you that ideally is the best rate that you can move forward on. The lender also is to deliver options to you and be able to lock the rate that they are promising you. That is really important that they deliver on what they are saying. The second is to really stay in those contract timelines, like I mentioned above, because you don't want to be put in a tough situation when you're trying to buy the house that you really want, when you're not meeting those timelines. So you want somebody who's going to be able to execute on those timelines and is used to doing purchase contracts, not just refinances, which is totally a different game. Now, the key duties of a loan officer is to communicate to all parties. Of course, that means to you so that you know what's going on through the process or what is needed to help them further the loan along, for example, specific types of paperwork. But it's also really critical that they're communicating with your agent and the listing agent of the deal. Everybody wants to make sure that you are proceeding on time. And if for some reason everybody is doing good effort to reach the timeline and something does happen, if your lender's been communicating, it's going to be a lot easier to get an extension on those contingencies if the communication has been great. So what should you look for in a mortgage lender? First, of course, is someone who can do the above steps really well by communicating and delivering on their promises and help you make realistic timelines in your contract. So how do you really know if that's going to be the case? Because those are kind of related to their performance and you've got to be able to trust them, right? But I would also recommend you get a really true, valid referral from somebody who's used this lender in a purchase, not a refinance, in a home purchase in the last couple months, because the market does change. For example, this COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of lenders had a lot of changes, and you want to make sure that the referral you're using can operate to their promises in this given market. Okay, so now let's look at three actual cases that I experienced in June and see what we can learn from them. The first one is Donna. I was working with Donna, and Donna knew a lender from a refinance in the past. Donna had been working with them for a while and really thought that this lender had her back, had all the paperwork necessary for them to for her to go ahead and make a purchase. And so they insisted, this lender we've been working with a while, they've got it. They didn't want to talk to anybody else beforehand because they had such great confidence in this lender because they've used them before. But again, it was several months before and it was for a refinance. Keep that in mind. So what happened is they wrote an offer with this lender that they preferred with a 12-day loan contingency that the seller accepted. That's a little long in today's San Jose market, but not unreasonable that the seller did accept it. Now, what happened is during those 12 days when the lender should be submitting your file to the bank, because note, Donna thought that the lender had all the necessary paperwork already and thought that they would be submitting that loan right away. What happened is the lender kept changing the programs and what they promised in those 12 days so many times, I think three times, that Donna got extremely upset and was like, what happened to the first thing you promised? Why didn't you lock it? Where did it go? And there were just excuses and excuses. So Donna called me. We were working together already. You know, I was her agent. And she said, who do you recommend? I just need to bounce this off of somebody. Is this lender telling me the truth? Or is it just this lender is having problems? I need to know. And I said, absolutely, of course. So long story short, Donna ended up working with my lender who in 5 days got the loan fully pre-approved and was able to close it in less than 21 days. Now that first lender had 12 days and didn't get anywhere, and it should have been closed in 30 days and we would have never made it with the process that was going on. So lesson here is make sure you know somebody who's done business recently in a home purchase and that they, if they're not delivering on their promises right away, that you have a backup to jump on immediately. Don't wait 12 days or too long. And a lot of stress could have been avoided if Donna had talked to another lender in the beginning. Now let's talk about case number two of Brandon. Now Brandon did not do very much research ahead of time and he switched lenders 5 days into the contract. In this one, I was representing the seller. So it was a little bit difficult and sticky situation because the offer that Brandon wrote was with a lender that I was familiar with that was successfully closing contracts. But Brandon switched lenders 5 days in to somebody who had a slightly better rate thinking he could save money. Well, guess what? 21 days into the contract, Brandon still did not have loan approval when he should have had it in 10 or less. And everybody was getting very nervous because we didn't even now know if Brandon could get the loan, much less were they going to be able to close on time? Highly unlikely. So all the timelines got completely blown up. Brandon got nervous because he was looking to move and had told his rental that he was moving. The sellers got nervous because they were leaving the state and they had plans to move and they couldn't just easily redo those. So they had to leave without the home sale being closed. So it was a really sticky, messy situation. The good news is we were able to collect a late charge for the seller, but the bad news is Brandon switching lenders at the last minute thinking he was going to save some money ended up now having to pay these huge late fee charges at the end because he closed escrow more than 2 weeks late. Ouch. Don't get yourself in that situation. Talk about high stress and putting yourself between a stone and a wall. Oh no, not good. Now the last case I want to talk about is Terry. Now, Terry did a lot of great research ahead of time. This is a little better story. I'll spoil it. Terry had two pre-approval letters going into the offer. Both had seen all her paperwork and were valid pre-approval letters. Now, at this point, Terry was able to pick which lender had the better rate or that she felt most comfortable with, but have a really good backup as well. So we wrote an offer with Terry's preferred choice and were able to move along just fine, no problem. Closing that deal, getting approved in 5 days, closing it in 21 days, and it was a great success story. So she had plan B, but we never had to use it because plan A and her research ahead of time had really worked out. But if you're a home buyer and you really want a house, don't stress about losing the house or timelines. Protect yourself. Do your research ahead of time to make sure you've got a great mortgage lender on your side. So just to wrap this up, two mortgage lenders on your team that you're pre-approved with is really the best scenario. Things do happen and you want to have a contingency plan. Do your research ahead of time. That takes time to figure out two lenders that you're comfortable with that have great rates, right? And maybe one is a slightly better rate and that's going to be your choice A. That's okay. But it's better to get a house and stick to the timelines and not get people upset or lose the house by not performing to the contract and pay a little bit higher rate than losing it altogether, right? You can always refinance later down the line, or that cost is worth the convenience of getting the property. And do whatever you can to avoid working with a bad loan officer. Make sure their communication is on point and that you have a strong referral in the background to make sure this person does perform as they promise. And the last tidbit, just we learned from Brandon, do not jump lenders in the middle of your contract. Do all of your research ahead of time and choose the right lender to move forward with the contract from the very beginning. Now, if you'd like to download any of the resources I do have a list of San Jose recommended lenders that are people I know can pull it off and work for home purchases among realistic timelines so that you don't have the stresses of missing your deadlines and timelines. Also, another great download that I have is 7 no-cost tips to increase the value of your offer. They cost you nothing, just a little time and preparation, so you definitely want to get those tips as well. Thank you for listening. I look forward to sharing more San Jose Silicon Valley real estate tips with you. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday for new episodes. If you'd like to see market charts and hear more updates on the San Jose local market, please visit Teresa Wellman Realtor Homeowner Experience YouTube channel. The link is below. Once an engineer, always an engineer. I love stats and data and hope you find my 16 plus years of experience insightful and valuable. Get more step-by-step home purchase and sale information on my website at homeownerexperience.com. There you will find several blogs, updates each month, market stats for specific neighborhoods in San Jose, and other detailed information on schools and neighborhoods. My goal is to provide exceptional real estate service above and beyond the norm, so check out homeownerexperience.com. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Teresa Wellman with homeownerexperience.com, your local San Jose realtor, serving the western and southern sections of San Jose and the city of Campbell. Visit the Contact Us page on my website to set up your 15-minute initial strategy call.